some spread, some or this game. But let's we've had this first best and we have our team for people. I can't remember the tradition or rules.
Too many people with cups in their hands and babies and
no. So the first best we're only gonna just give up again.
What do
you love? The ones we stand like that. You say, man, I'm gonna be in trouble for a second.
Dear Lord, precious Heavenly Father, I come unto you today, Lord. Thank you so much for the opportunity just to be here, Lord. To hear the truth, Lord. I pray that hearts and minds are open and prepared and ready for us to learn, Lord. That which you have us to learn, Lord. I pray that you give Brother Dale and the many other teachers here, Lord, that have prepared their hearts and pray these lessons, Lord, that they bring forth those things that you haven't bring forth, Lord. Again, that we're willing to listen and to learn and absorb these things, take them home, say them out, apply into our lives, Lord. Continue to get to know your son better. Lord, I just pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You want to check your Bible, please, in the book of Mark. That was I'm trying to make a point.
Listen,
I don't know how well I'm trying to receive it. I would like to get into this thing in here just a little bit, if I could, this morning. The book of Acts, we're just sort of dragging the circuit here, but I mean, this is sort of an obvious, but it took place after Jesus was alive, after his ministry here on this earth. I say that sometimes I didn't hear, and I may mention last night that again the book of Acts was a few years beyond that. Did I catch that? I mean, the last chapter of the book of Acts is not at the same time as the first chapter of the book of Acts. There's a period of time. Okay? So just think about this book of Acts you've been looking at, if you've seen your studies and your reading. Jesus was on this earth. He was 3.5 years. He was preparing his disciples. Now, I made this statement. We're in Acts chapter 4 here, and I'm saying these are the right men for the job. And I said that. I've said that a couple times. Jesus spent 3.5 years preparing his disciples, not just the apostles, or just the apostles as well, of course, for the task at hand. And these men and women were ready for the job. And I think about it, well, you know, Navy SEALs, every once in a while people get a little goosed up about preparation, mano-mano, and this and that, training in whatever, and the line's going to be Navy SEALs starting about melted skull and things. I joke. Okay, the point of this, tougher, more amazing than these NFL football players ever want to say. Let me tell you something. These brethren here in the book of Acts, they are truly, they listened to their Lord. They got ready. They were used in such a mighty way. We should be just amazed with the example that we have before us. And these church members, in Mark chapter 16, yes, prayer, Jesus prayer, and give them the power. He said they get the power from on high. The Holy Spirit is comforter. I mean, they're ready to go. But also remember there were those 40 days. Those 40 days that it's easy for us to oppose. Maybe not criticize, but maybe just really. Those 40 days after Jesus' resurrection were very much a part of the preparation as well. We're going to pick up here in the book of Mark chapter 6, Killings and for the VJ. I'm going to ask you just right now to read verse number 14 from the right now.
After he turned unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him at his service.
One verse here, Jesus sets with them that the apostles, the brethren there, had been told he was alive. And we say, oh, shoot, did they have faith? Of course, we think that, say, what did Jesus do to them here in this verse of the V-Day spread?
Upbraided
them. Upbraided them. To say it again.
After them.
Yeah, they got a little talking to. Okay? Sometimes we need a little talking to be reminded. We should know better. We should know these scriptures. Sometimes we need that little upbraiding, right? These brothers did. But this was a part of their preparation for those events. The work, the commission, the work that they've been asked to. All right? Brother Vita, you're doing good. How about 15 through 18, please?
And he said unto them, go to the end of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and shall speak in new tongues, and they shall take up them. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
All right, so here, so towards after upbraiding them, he goes and tells them, here's the job at hand. Here's what you're prepared to do. Here's what you're ready to do. And you need to go do it.
All right.
Go do it. Go do this work, right? It's time. And they did. And they did. And, of course, we read these scriptures here. We're going to get to it. We're in Acts chapter 3, chapter 4. We're talking about this miracle that took place. And, again, the miracle is not the focus of those chapters. It's the message and the preaching that took place because of the crowd. And because it's not only the crowd there on the Temple Mount, but also the Sanhedrin. That's the crowd, too. Okay? And so now we get down here to verses 19 and 20. Brother Eli, would you read 19:24, please?
So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word that signs followed.
Thank you. And so, they went forth, and then the actors of the church were looking at the book of Acts and looking at them going forward and doing the great work. I went flat behind. Well, I had those two last couple months through Ben for the Bibles and he had the scribes and the elders and the church. What it had been like for them? And I gave you the answer, but it was definitely, there was a little bit of a, not a big confrontation with Jesus because he wasn't there, right? But also, if you think about this, what had life been like these last couple months for even his mother Mary, his brothers and sisters, about Lazarus, Martha, about Zacchaeus, about Cleopas, what about the apostles? What is their life been like? It's not going to get weird. You know, these guys right here, they live Calvary. And I know Jesus when we found him, but they lived it. This was real time. And every day, it had to be this. Every day, the Old Testament script was written, and light bulb moments had to happen all the time. This is what he was talking about. This is what the prophets were talking about. So let alone the teachings of Jesus and what he had done. They were seeing this. They were understanding more each and every day. And I believe all of this was leading up to Acts chapter 4, to Acts chapter 3. No problem. All right, let's go. Where do I have here? Turn here. It's in Matthew chapter 10. Let's turn here. Church family, right? How about Ben, would you please read verses 16 through 20? Matthew 10 is the only one.
Behold us and before the sheep from the midst of wool. Be ye therefore large with children, and harmless with dogs. But beware of men, for he will deliver you up to your counselors, and will speak with you in their synagogue. And he shall be brought before governors and king for my sake, for testimony against them, and with them. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall do, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaketh in.
So when I say that Jesus had prepared these guys for the work at hand, it's exactly what it's done. Cared for councils. I think about this, talk about many good kings and et cetera. These guys were prepared, they were ready. And if we talk about over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, about being filled with the Holy Spirit, right? And being led by, being controlled, being. Do you realize that this, if we go here to Acts chapter 4, that chapter 3 of Acts and chapter 4 of Acts, which is really an explanation or a teaching or an example of what it is to be filled with the Spirit. All right? And when these brethren are standing here, I know we read it last night, we're going to read it again, they were not standing there in their own mind. I think I heard last night that maybe it was being said that you don't want to have someone that has the Holy Spirit as comforter and doing the teaching. That's rightly so, right? The Holy Spirit as comforter was with these brethren. How many people wants to do like Stephen, how many people like to go stand against that mob without the Holy Spirit as comforter? You know what I mean? All right? The religion, the wickedness of this world, yeah, you're out there on your own.
Yeah.
No, fully equipped. All right, Acts chapter 4. Brother Kim, how about verses 5 through 7?
And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes, Annas, the high priest, and Cephas, and John, and Alexander, and many of that were kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had had them sit in the midst, they said, by what power, but why, or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done by the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucify, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole.
Stop right. Thank you. So here, again, I want you to imagine this council, these scribes, these elders, whatever. Not, I'm assuming they were at the Catholic house. I don't really know that for sure. There was a room, there was enough people there that said that they were standing in the midst, and they brought these Peter and John, and I believe we're gonna find this man that had been healed too. All right, brought them there, and I want you just to imagine how strong that they felt in numbers. And it's not just for numbers, it's who we are. Yes, they were under Roman rule. You know what? They were still allowed to be in their position. They were still allowed to have their privacy. They lived in the upper city. Okay? They walked through the streets. People knew who they were. Okay? And they're sitting there. And here they bring in these two guys. And they're going to give them the 1-2. That's what they're going to do. And, of course, like I said last night, Brother Cam just read verses 8 through 10. He says, you know, but the power, which is a mistake, but what power? And instead of towards Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was. Because God had hired him to be the teaching and he was admitted to the teaching, and he was recognizing and realizing, wow, he's not in here alone. We're not here by ourselves. There could be 70, there could be 700, it didn't matter. They're ready for this. All right? And then, of course, verse number 10, you know, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just to make sure we're crystal clear, the one whom you crucified, make sure we know exactly who we're talking about, is by his power. The verse says this, by him
Does this man stand here before you fully? So I believe we got the man that has been killed, Frank Dierker. By the way, I don't know what this guy has been thinking for the last 24 hours. John Eckert said, it was real. No, he knew the standing room. He knew. Might have seen some of these guys come walking in the temple. I don't know. Maybe some of them had seen him walking in. When they came walking in the temple, he was right. Go ahead.
I hope you know this, but sometimes you think about these things. And you kind of brought it out yesterday. This new field of the Holy Ghost, this power to be able to do so, is not some physical rah, 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 I'm ready for the football game, I'm pumped up. It really is achieved only through humility and understanding God is the one that got us. And maybe it goes without saying, but everybody in the room knows that this, the ability to achieve this kind has nothing to do with their strength and their
health
and breath.
Okay, with that being said, let's go back a few months earlier. Peter did what? Denied Christ and three times. Did anybody else do that? Okay. If they, if they would have been filled with spirit like this right here, would have been denied Christ. You see how it goes? No matter what's going to happen to them, no matter if the lions, whatever, but they were not, they were been fine. And so, yes, it's not the raw law. It's like being settled in, no one who's with them. We're just doing the work of our master. He said this wouldn't happen, et cetera. Humility, thank you. And they were. And this is, I'm just going to say this. Peter and I are going to show this. I'm just drawing those temples really there. I'm just amazed. I've been like, this temple mount, God wasn't there, right? They were more impressed with the man that threw Ryan and went out to Calvary and did what they did out there at that Oreo. They were more impressed with that. That's where they're, the temple, Sanhedrin, It's not beyond the view. Because the Lord will stay here, and there's going to just be a, there's going to be the vessel being used by the Lord. All right? Matthew 21, let's do this real quick. Actually, for the camera, did you read 11 or 12?
No.
Would you read 11 or 12? Please, can everyone go back?
This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved.
Okay, so they hear this. And somebody in there, of those 70 or whatever, who all was in that room there, somebody had to be aware of these scriptures or hearing this. I would say there was more than I probably realized, because I think that they did a lot of readings, not that they understood it all or cared to understand it, but they were evidently the leaders and masters of it, right? So go back here to chapter Matthew chapter 21, and Brother Austin, lead the way. How about verse 23? Read that.
When he was gone into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching. He said, by what authority dost thou gave thee this glory?
Okay, so you see where we're at, right? We're at the temple. Who's come to him? Who's come to Jesus?
Chief priests.
The chief priests, elders of the people, right? Now we read this and then we get on to the baptism of John, which is right. So but let's go on down the chapter is a little bit, same people, Brother Austin.
He has answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, give faith or doubt not, you shall not only do this.
What did I tell you? I'm at 42 through 46. Hey, it's there. I see it. 42 through 46.
Jesus said unto them, if you ever read in the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, the same that had the corner, this is the Lord's doing, it's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, is given to a nation, and bring forth the fruits thereof. Whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will break from the powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. When they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the Lord, because they took him for a prophet.
So they and hadn't read their Old Testament scriptures in a while, or they were having maybe have a memory of mind, so they can't remember that far back. This was just a few weeks or a couple months earlier, right? Not much, very much earlier, anyway. And so now they're standing here, and they're having these guys stand in front of them, and they're hearing this again. They're hearing the example of this teaching. And they're hearing about, in verses 11 as well, about the stone that's head of the corner that had been rejected. And then we read back there, for awesome strength, they perceived what? That he was speaking of them. Tell me they didn't connect dots. Tell me they didn't know. Tell me they didn't know what to do. Because who they were, or who they thought they were, some of them had to be realizing they are nothing. And the person was somebody that was the first thing I've been thinking about was a couple months ago. Somebody said, crucify. They had to get home. They had to. Back in Acts chapter 4. Which you knew was okay with it, but fear. How about 13 and 14?
When they saw the fullness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, we marveled. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And people who knew was still standing with them, they could say nothing against them.
They could say nothing again. All right? And I had to read that, and I know that's new. We have Peter. We have John, there's some boldness there. They realize that many people knew Jesus, and they couldn't say anything against him. They were sort of stuck. You know, Isaiah chapter 43, we'll just spot there, Isaiah 43. Again, I don't know how much knowledge these guys had of their scriptures. You know, maybe they read Time magazine, I don't think so. Okay, they need to read and they get out some. And somebody there listening had to remember some of the scriptures from before. You know, the prophet Isaiah or whoever it is here, they had to remember this. And they had to know that the Holy One was coming, their Redeemer. They had to know this. They had to know this. And they had, some of them had to start to understand that it wasn't just the physical saving of Israel, but it was spiritual changing the church. We have examples of Anna and Simeon, right? They knew. They knew. Brother Jeremy, chapter 23, if you would please, verses 10 and 14.
Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, a servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. For me there will be no God for me, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. Beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and I have said, I have still shown there will be a strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can do to deliver out of myself. I will work, and you shall let it. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles to Babylon's triumph.
So we have, of course, God here who said, you know, Israel was to be their witnesses. They were to realize he was the Redeemer, he was the Holy One. There was none of it that could save you. All right? And you know, over here in the book of Acts, of course, this is the same message that's being told to these so smart people as you have Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when it's free, no other name under heaven to be given for one to be saved. It had to be for it. It had to, at least for some. At least for some. And of course, give these verses that Jalesi read. They're sitting here and they're seeing these two standing for them. And so we have to think, first of all, when I think about these verses, Jalesi read it. His council had to be in shock that with such boldness they were spoken to. And out of education, a bunch of farmers, a bunch of a lot of work, so I say there, and here they are standing before them, and they're getting the one too. They're getting the one too from these guys from the Galilean area. It had to be a somewhat of a shock. And again, too, will be accused. Be accused of murder. Being accused of murder and not batting an eye. And some of them, I've been thinking, you realize that we have, you know, if you're standing before the same people that have given you advice once ago or whatever, they might have been thinking that. But please. But I tell you what, I didn't, Peter and John were not worried about it. And this resurrection thing, what they're saying is true. Boy, we messed up. Son of God, boy, we messed up. Yeah. Because people just didn't come before the council of bulls. They just didn't pass. Right? And besides that, there's a guy standing right next to him. What are we going to do with this? So thus, ready? The miracles, they had their place. There was a purpose. There was a reason. And we're seeing it right here. Early church, and that man standing right there, so they could not deny that it happened, and they had no answers ready for it other than God, because they knew enough where they knew there were a few other amazing things that God had done, and they're looking at another one right before their eyes, going, it had to be a process, it had to be. All right. Anybody? Question? Comment? Hey, go ahead.
I think you're blind us. So the truth's there. Like, there's something in us that no one can get out. You can't believe.
We can blind ourselves. So I said, yes. We've probably all done that more than once. When?
Brother Steve made that comment. Let's think about this as you're going through it. These guys standing in the court were the very same guys that just paid the guards to lie about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They got testimony from the guards that said he rose from the dead. Oh, don't tell anybody that. Here's money. Keep that hidden.
That's good. Yeah, good, brother. I don't know how much this really applies, but John chapter 11. He just raised Lazarus from the grave. Verse 46, but some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done.
Yeah.
And then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees in council and said, what do we for this man who hath many miracles? If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation.
There you go.
And then just the arrogance of their council, you know, and he stands up and says, you know, nothing. We have to kill somebody. You talk about dense. He just raised a man from the dead. And you're going to kill him.
Yeah.
And then after they killed him, then he raised up. Now he's got these people doing the same thing. I can imagine their panic over this. They're in a mass panic. What's going on with John and Peter there at that time?
He mentioned Lazarus.
Yeah.
That had just happened just prior to the crucifixion of Christ. And if you go look at those scriptures there, people were coming everywhere. Jesus was there, yes. And he says, but Lazarus there too, who was raised from the dead. There might not have been a picture on the telephone post, okay? This is Lazarus. But they knew who he was. And matter of fact, the council considered, like, you know, we need to kill Lazarus too, along with Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's loving. Do you realize that Lazarus was still walking around these last 40 days, 50 days, 60 days, 70 days? And they could not deny that. And it word was that Jesus had been seen by name. And now here's this guy. They were digging, they didn't know what to do. Because if they hadn't admitted, try about loving their place and position more.
Yeah, that's
they liked their place and position.
But
they lived in the upper city. All right. Good. All right. So back here in Acts. Just a few more things here. Fullness. But the last verse that Solicitor, they could say nothing against it. They could say nothing against it. They were stopped in their tracks. Oh, was your what?
Romans chapter 5, verse 38 and 9. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone, for if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, it will not overthrow us, lest sadly you be found even to fight against God. At some point, no matter how much they hated Jesus, no matter how much they hated, they had to realize that they cannot stop this if it's truly God.
They knew, okay, I keep saying they had to know the builder. They knew their history. They knew their history. They knew they were where they were living, how they had gotten there. They knew their, now they might have forgot a lot of it, but they knew. They knew this temple. They knew what Solomon, they knew coming back out of Babylon. They knew all was up. They knew the power of God. And if God's behind it, there's nothing they can do.
Israel was built on the crazy stories that God did with their
stories. This is good. It is. They were, yeah. Here we go. How about 15 through 18? 15 through 10. You can see them in the dragon, please.
Great.
Acts 4, please.
For when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them, as manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and meet not neither. But that it spread no further among the people, when a straitly threatened them that they speak henceforth to no man those name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
Listen, these guys out, I guess that's what they do, then they convert amongst themselves. I don't know how long this discussion took place, right? The test read a couple scripture. It could have lasted for a while. I don't really know. But again, they didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine Peter and John and this man that was his, so what they do now is they're drowning is what they're doing right now. I mean, can you imagine them? They're sitting there waiting. Again, something happened to them, then whatever. They did to my Savior, good to me. They were not scared. They were 100%, I talked to your John. They're 100% relying on the Lord, and he's brought us this far. He's going to be in the fight for this battle. We'll just see how it's going to end up here. But here we go. Here we go. And I do think none of our forefathers in Baptist history that we've been able to their strength and their faith, I think they got examples like this from scriptures. Because these are some amazing examples. And here it goes. What would you and I do in this situation? But I'm going to God. But here's where our thought is going to go back to. Our thoughts need to go back to these scriptures. If we ever find ourselves in this, here's what Peter John. They just relied on God. Said, God, you can take care of it. And this time, God did take care of it. Well, he always takes care of it. That came out bad. But this time, as I said, they lived another day here on the earth. Let's just say it's out of it. All right? Not always were God's people. Did they live another day on the earth? Sometimes God was out there, and so he is. All right?
For three Hebrew children.
Then again?
The three Hebrew children, and we're not careful to do.
Yeah.
If God does.
If he does, okay, it is. And I believe that's the same attitude that we see right here. Stephen, whoever. Right? So, they tell him, well, they can't deny this miracle. They try to do some damage control. We just can't let this get out anymore, okay? Let's just sort of threaten them. Let's just see if we can't just move on from here. Well, that would not happen. Here we go. For the rise, if you would, let's just read. Let's just go 19 through 22, and we'll just stop right here. We're going to stop.
Okay, go ahead.
But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown.
So we'll just close on this right here. Peter and John, the count of pain, they told them, just some threatened, etc. And I just, the Cooper years up. The highest courts of the land here. You're standing there before the highest court, and this is their day right here. And they're told to do this, cannot do this. And pretty much it said, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do what you guys just said. We're going to do what you said. And the council had another day out. The boldness, the power, was all made possible because God had put them, the Holy Ghost is there with them. Unbelievable. And there's nothing you guys can say or do. Channel, this is what we're going to go.
Well, and maybe we get too desensitized, or you know, we don't get excited for fear or whatever. But this man that was made whole, how could he deny? What am I supposed to fake it now and go crawl around on the ground? You know, and the response of when we can but speak the things which we have seen on earth, you can't do anything about this. This is real.
Okay, we're going to close up. At this point, Peter and John were saying, not saying, what do you think, Peter or John? It was done determined. At this point, because of the 3.5 years, because of the 40 days, and the Christ appearing and talking, because of the power of the Holy Ghost, we're like, it was a done deal. No matter what those counts had to say, yeah, we're just going to obey God. And it's not a choice, it's our life. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So sorry, you guys lose.
Well, 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is for but a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. They understood what was going on.
There's your scriptures right there. All right? Whether the apostles or the brethren here in Acts, whether people, brethren of Baptist history, on the corner of Julian, or whether us today, that it needs to be our mindset. All right? We're here for a word. We are standing. So the food is coming up here, okay? Continue.